NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned the U.S. Congress Wednesday of a threat of a more assertive Russia, saying that the West's key military alliance is not looking to start a new Cold War with Moscow, but needs to deter its military aggression. In an unprecedented address to a joint session of Congress on the 70th anniversary of NATO's creation at the end of World War II, Stoltenberg said the 29-nation North Atlantic Treaty Organization has no intention of deploying land-based nuclear missiles in Europe. He also accused Russia of violating the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which the U.S. says it is leaving because of Russian violations, a claim Russia has denied. A House committee chairman asked the IRS for 6 years of President Trump's tax returns. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Representative Richard Neal of Massachusetts, the Democratic chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, has formally asked the IRS to provide 6 years of President Donald Trump's personal and business tax returns. It's the first such request for a sitting president's tax information in 45 years. At the White House, the president shrugged it off.
Until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that.
Since the 2016 presidential campaign, Trump has repeatedly claimed he's under audit and therefore can't provide his tax information. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said Wednesday that U.S. trade talks with China are continuing to progress as negotiations between the world's two biggest economies resume in Washington this week. Kudlow told reporters that the two countries made good headway in Beijing last week, with China acknowledging such problematic issues as the theft of intellectual property, forced technology transfers, and computer hacking. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has drafted a plan aimed at helping bring back democracy to Venezuela through economic aid and pushing U.S. allies to impose sanctions on the Maduro regime. 8 Republicans and 7 Democrats are co-sponsors of the Verdad Act. That's the Venezuela Emergency Relief Democracy and Deployment Act. The Democrat Bob Menendez of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee said that the proposal is a bipartisan effort to put teeth behind the support for the Venezuelan people as they seek to restore democracy and prosperity and end the nightmare that has been what's called the Maduro Reign of Terror. The act calls for a peaceful diplomatic solution in Venezuela while authorizing the Trump administration to spend about $400 million in humanitarian aid. Former Vice President Joe Biden is responding to accusations that he violated the personal space of 2 women. He said he will be more mindful about respecting that personal space in the future.
Social norms have begun to change. They've shifted. And the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it.
Lucy Flores, a former Nevada state politician, wrote in New York Magazine last week of how Biden placed his hands on her shoulders, briefly kissed her on the back of the head, and appeared to sniff her hair during a 2014 event. Another woman said Biden grabbed her face during a 2009 gathering in Washington. He has been seen in video standing very close to other women on stages, including with Hillary Clinton. U.S. President Trump signed a memorandum Wednesday to combat the sale of bogus products through online platforms like Amazon and eBay. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
Assistant to the President Peter Navarro says Trump has decided it's time to clean up this wild west of counterfeiting and trafficking. The president is directing the Department of Homeland Security to work with other federal agencies to jointly investigate the problem and submit a report with recommendations. Speaking to reporters on a conference call Wednesday, Navarro, who heads the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy, estimated up to half of the branded goods online are fake.
VOA Steve Herman reporting. A gift from Japan from more than a century ago is once again creating visitors' frenzy along the Washington Tidal Basin. It is the peak period for the beloved cherry blossoms. The basin is about a 107-acre man-made reservoir on the Potomac River that's home to thousands of cherry blossoms. Experts say that because of rising sea levels and decades of wear and tear, the basin has had chronic flood problems. And now there's a planning for a rehabilitation project that could cost as much as $500 million. That's money that's being planned through donations and government. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1.